We are not here to talk about impossible issue. We are here. We are talking about the possible issue. Yes, we are not free from the temptation. However, we can overcome the temptation. We should have this kind of confidence. This is the possible issue. Yes, we can overcome the temptation. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. In English, we have two words, trial and temptation. In the Greek, these two words have the same root. In the Bible's translation, sometimes it translates temptation, sometimes it translates trial. Sometimes you got confused. We got confused. So usually we define in this way. The trial comes from God. The purpose is for our benefit. So after the trial, we become more mature. After the trial, we become stronger. The intention of the temptation is not good. The temptation will destroy our spiritual life. The temptation is will make us lose our faith. In our introduction is you can endure trial. When we are in trial, we need to endure for the trial. It means after we have gone through the trial, we will get the benefit. We will become mature, we will become stronger, so on and so forth. On the other hand, we can overcome temptation. It means we will not get into the temptation. In this verse, give us this kind of confidence. We can endure the trial. We can overcome the temptation. In this class, we are going to focus on the issue of temptation. Temptation is everywhere. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil walks about, walk around. We use this verse. We take away the devil. We put in temptation. The temptation walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We use the temptation instead of that, the devil. Temptation is walk around. This is very real in our in our daily life. Temptation is very strong. For example, there are many examples. The temptation to eat one more cookies is strong, right? For some of you. The temptation to buy one more CD or one more this, one more that is strong. The temptation to watch one more movie is strong. There are many things look so tempting in our daily life. I forgot what I say in Chinese, but I remember one translator. He translated, I think, more American way. A moment on the lips, forever on the hips. I don't know. It's very. but I forgot what Chinese I say. But the translator translated in. But I think it's. I don't know. It's good or not. I just remember when I talk about the temptation, the temptation issue. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the patient pleasure of sin. 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. If Moses chose to stay in the palace of Egypt, he can have one more cookie, he can have one more this, one more that. But Moses, he chose to suffer with the children of God. So Moses, this decision, this choice make Moses overcome the temptation. The temptation is everywhere. It is easy to say you are just being friendly. I just friendly to this person. I just friendly to this invitation. I just friendly to this matter. We are easy to have this kind of attitude. We might say, I don't really mean anything by it. I just friendly have this kind of action or behavior. But actually, you are attracted to someone or something. The temptation in my materials, the temptation in my some people. So sometimes we say I just politely to this person, polite, friendly to this matter. But in reality, we are attracted by something or someone. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3. King Solomon said, I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on fully till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives. Here King Solomon say, I try this, I try that, I do this, I do that. But he say, I still guide my heart with wisdom. I'm still sober. I'm still have wisdom. Outwardly, I do this, I do that. But I also use wisdom to guide me. This is usually our excuse when we want to enter into the temptation. I just try it. I just friendly to dear this person. And Solomon, he has also have confidence. He say, I know how to lay hold on fully. I will not do the foolish thing. I still use the wisdom to guide me in my heart. But actually, we are jump into the temptation. Temptation is everywhere. For example, I think usually this example is usually in your mom. When you are shortchanged at the grocery store, supermarket, you make sure they make up the difference. I know some sisters, they will check the receipt with what they bought. Because sometimes something on sale, but however the program haven't changed. So your mom find out they counted the original price is not on sale price. So your mom will ask the cashier to return the money. Are you as quick to bring back the actual change when they have made a mistake in your favor? This is also kinds of temptation, greedy, take advantage. However, there is no free lunch. Some people have that kind of nature. I would like to take the advantage from others. This is a temptation because there is no free lunch. You should bear your responsibility. You should pay back when you take the advantage from some issue or from some people. Temptation is everywhere. For example, if you think you are humble, then you are not humble because you are proud of the fact you are being humble. Yes, you are humble. But you say, I'm a humble person. Sometimes this is also a temptation. Because it's kind of proud in your inner attitude. So I mean it's temptation is everywhere. So temptation is very, very sneak. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. Verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. It means we are easy to deceive ourselves. Use such kinds of actions or excuse, we deceive ourselves. This is also kinds of temptation. So the temptation, it might come from our surrounding. The temptation is also come from ourselves. So we create the temptation for ourselves. So temptation is always with us. It's a normal part of our daily life. So for this reason, we need talking and discussing this issue, how to overcome our temptation. If you think you are immune from temptation, you deceive yourself. If your major is mechanical, you might know the ion have many kinds of ion. One kind is stainless steel. Stainless steel. It means this kind of ion, no matter you put the under the raining day, you put it in any kinds of solution, it's still okay, because it's the stainless. It means not any kinds of solution can stain, make a stain in this iron. I hope we are just like a stainless. No matter where we are okay, we are fine. But in reality, we haven't reached that level. So we are just like a normal iron. For example, your car have a red, blue, yellow, any kinds of color. Beside for the beautiful, the important is to protect your car. You need to have some coating. So if we want to protect ourselves, we need to admit, I'm not stainless. I'm a normal iron, so I need to pay attention about the temptation, so I can keep my spiritual, life in safety. So if we think we are immune from the temptation, we deceive ourselves. Just because you have managed to avoid or overcome certain big temptation, it does not mean you won't stumble over the more subtle temptation of life. Sometimes we pay attention about big issue, but we neglect some tiny issue. What issue make you stumble? It might not be a big issue. Usually, the tiny issue. You neglect that issue. You might have the confidence, I'm okay. I just friendly to do it. I just try it. In my heart, the wisdom is my guidance. In my heart, the words of God is my guidance. You might indeed stumble in that tiny issue. You don't have to say the devil make me do it. That is the excuse. Whether you resist the temptation or give in to it, you are the one who makes the choice. And you have to live with the consequence. We are easy to find fault from others, just like Adam and Eve. They take the excuse, because this woman, because the snake, the viper, this is our natural intention. We try to find excuse, but we should know, we ourselves, we have to live with the consequences. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. We are going to reap what we sow. So this is the unchanged principle. So we need to pay attention about the temptation. So the things to do, we should come out. What should we deal with the temptations? You need to be honest with yourself. A temptation by any other name is still a temptation. No matter how do we decorate the temptation, that is still temptation. The temptation might make you lose your fame. The temptation might ruin your beautiful, your wonderful life. Temptation might ruin your spiritual life. So we should acknowledge that a certain situation set us up to be tempted and avoid that situation whenever possible. The more you live, the more you know your own shortcoming. Satan, very smart, he will not waste his arrow. He will find your shortcoming, find your weakness. That is become his target. So we should realize the certain situation, it will be my big temptation. Some kinds of issue is serious temptation for me. So we can avoid it, that kind of situation. For example, do you feel compelled to do something you are not sure is good or not? When you have this kind of struggling, I don't know, is it right for me to do or not? And you should pay attention. This is your temptation. Because you are not sure it's right or wrong, it's good or not. Whenever you have this kind of struggle, you should pay attention. Otherwise, we are easy to do what we know that is wrong. when you try to ask someone, could I do this, could I do that, that is within it a temptation. Many times in reality, you know what is right, what is wrong. But you are in the temptation. So you try to find someone to endorse for you. Say, yes, you can do that. So sometimes you ask the question, it's very gray, very veiled, because you just want some support you to do something. So in reality, you are doing what you know that is wrong. Listen to your conscience. Your first reaction, your first sound in your heart, usually that is the right reaction, that is the right sound, your conscience. Let's turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Verse 21. Chapter 7, verse 21. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. 22. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. 23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Because we are growing in the church, so usually our conscience is very clear. So usually when we try to do something wrong, at the first, our conscience will rebuke us. You should not do it. In this moment, we should listen, pay attention to our inner voice, our conscience. The other thing, we should attempt to identify the potential tempting situation in order to avoid them as much as possible. If we can prevent ourselves to meet the temptation, that is better. It's better than you encounter it and you try not to jump in. Sometimes when you met the temptation, you have no way to go out. You have no way to say no. So the best is we can avoid it. In reality, this is our human's nature. It's easy to pray, lead us not into temptation. After we make this kind of request, this kind of prayer, and then we go looking for an opportunity to be tempted. This is human's nature. So not just pray, say Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. We should strive to avoid the situation will stir up us to be tempted, we ourselves, we usually create the opportunity to be tempted. The things we should do, the second one is we should learn to say no and mean it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4. We know the Matthew chapter 4 is the example how does Jesus overcome the temptation from Satan. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. Verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written. Sometimes we don't need to argue with the temptation. We don't need to deal with the temptation. Just like here, Jesus say, away with you, Satan. Go away, Satan. We just cast out the temptation. How could we say no to the temptation? Sometimes we might need some mutual encouragement. We might get some advice from the big brother and big sisters in the church. Tell you your situation and ask them to share their experience. How do they say no in certain temptation? Let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So we need to keep our heart with diligence. We need to strive to keep our heart. So for this reason, we separate these 4.5 days here. We try to learn to keep our heart, because from our heart will come out the speech, come out the actions. So keep our heart. 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. The second steps, we need to pay attention our mouth, what we are going to talk. 25, let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelid look right before you. The other issue, our eyes. Examine what are we looking. 26. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your way be established. Pay attention. Where do we go? Pay attention. This this feet, our path, what kind of the road will have what kinds of result. That is very clear. We know the result in certain ways, certain paths. So we need to ponder it. Is this the good way for me to keep going? 27. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. So sometimes we need to stop and think about it. We need to stop and examine. So we will remove our foot from the evil, from the wrong way. The things we can do, we can list, for example, five things that we are often tempted by. You yourself, you know which things might tempt you. List at least five issues, and determine the ways to avoid each temptation. You know how to avoid it, because that is your weakness. Let's turn to also Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Take a firm hold on instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. 14. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. 15. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. All of this is the wonderful experience for the all saints. Yes, we might encounter the temptation, but do not enter. Do not enter. We need to ask God have mercy on us, so we will not jump into the temptation. 15 say avoid it. Usually we can do it. Avoid it, and do not trouble on it. Don't say I'm strong. I just for fun. The result is no fun. Verse 15, the second sentence, turn away from it and pass on. If you realize, it seems I jumped into the temptation, immediately turn away for your eternal life. You should do it. Turn away immediately. No other argument, negotiation. Turn away immediately. What we can do, we should develop a new habit to help us control our response to the temptation. Once again, we usually create the temptation for ourselves. So we need to adjust our habit in our daily life. We ask God to help us to overcome the temptation, but we cannot say I'm doing nothing. I just let God to help me. I would like to use this example. The bird should have two wings to fly. only ask God to help you, and you don't try your best, you only have a wing, you still cannot fly. So we need two wings to fly. What we can do, the other thing is try to fill the empty space spaces in your life with what is good and true and honorable. Empty spots in your life are usually, if we do not deal it properly, that spot might become the temptation for us. So fill the empty spaces in your life. Finally, whenever you feel temptation around you, pray, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for the strength to face, to overcome the temptation. So every temptation is great or small, is according to as the man is. What kind of person you are. Let's pray in silence.